and always the ones in the group that want to point out the flaws and everything. Anyway, speaking of flaws, spotting Big Fatty is flawed.
Oh, that is absolutely.
It is completely flawed. I want to tell you because, and before the show is over, I am going to post this picture somewhere because.
Hold that thought. I'm sure this will be really, really fast. Yes. Hello.
I don't know what they were saying, but Mark said that Ed likes Big Fatty so much that he probably
a
lot.
Okay.
That he probably has fantasies. I don't remember exactly how he put it, but he was like, he has fantasies where, Big Fatty's head, instead of like fucking Mark, Big Fatty's head is on the back of it. So I thought you're seeing Big Fatty basically is what he was saying instead of Mark when we're fucking. And so I went to all this trouble, even like tutorials and everything of, like how to better incorporate a face, face into another face and all this kind of stuff. And I spent probably an hour, maybe 2 hours making a picture for Spotting Big Fatty. And I put it up there. That was over. I mentioned this on the last show. So that was like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago. Nothing on Spotting.
Nothing.
It's ruined. Spotting Big Fatty is in the dumps. So I'm never posting anything to Spotting Big Fatty ever again.
You're boycotting I Was Playing Fantasy by Earth, Wind & Fire, in case you didn't catch that. So I see. So you've posted it here in the chat room.
Yes.
Now, whose hair did you put on Fatty's head there?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty is flawed.
Oh, that is absolutely.
It is completely flawed.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1602 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of March 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and we're going to head over to Spotting Big Fatty. Yes, everybody! Hello, Jiggers.
Big Fatty, that sounds delicious.
Hi, everyone. I hope your St. Patty's Day is going well.
Big Fatty, that's what that means.
It is. And, y'all, I hope you be wearing the green today. You know, Big Fatty doesn't usually wear the green because, the old custom is if you're not wearing green on St. Patty's Day, you get pinched.
Big Fatty, you're just a dirty old man.
It's true. And so, y'all, I hope you're all having a lovely St. Patty's Day, and you're celebrating with a green cocktail or green beer and, the traditional skull-shaped coon beef and cabbage. And, y'all, and I hope that you also take time to get out and do a little jig, kind of like Big Fatty was doing with that P&S Noah in today's show art.
Yes, Big Fatty!
I got to see y'all. It was a good weekend. Let's just back it up and talk about Friday. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. Y'all, it was big old coal miners weekend. Y'all, lots of commotion. Lots of commotion. And my brother and my sister-in-law came to town. And they had friends that... that were here for the weekend, and so they decided to come in and visit with them, and we were able to see each other a little bit, but, you know, McCready was busy. Yes, McCready. anyway, Friday, I did something I haven't done in a long time.
Big Fatty, can I tell it?
Of course you can, Poodle.
Big Fatty, on Friday, we all, you and me and Squeaky Kitty, we all had some cake.
It's true, we did, Poodle. And, y'all, I have to say it was pretty good. And, I don't have that very often. And, so I had a big old slice of cake, and y'all, I just enjoyed it. But later on Friday night, it was like,
Big Fatty, you have to ruin cake.
And y'all, that was of course on Pie Day. Y'all, by the way, did you hear the old gal, the Von's yo? Y'all, on her Friday little show, y'all, she was asked a couple of questions about her favorite pies, but because it was Pie Day. And y'all, the poor old thing, she had no idea what Pie Day was. And
Big Fatty, poor old thing.
And you know, it's just sad. It's just sad. It really is. But anyway, and then let's see, what did I do Friday night? I know what's been going on this weekend. And here's a little hint. Now, y'all, I know most of you don't give a tinker's damn about the sports ball, but the NCAA basketball tournament is going to be starting next weekend, so all the different conferences were having their tournament championships over the weekend. So y'all, it was just sports ball everywhere you turned this weekend. And then of course Sunday night they had the big bracket show. So y'all, when you're in your office on Monday, just be prepared. I'm sure they'll be standing around the water cooler talking about who are your teams in the bracket.
Big Fatty, we love a bracket. In fact, Squeaky Kitty's already got his ready.
Y'all, in case you didn't know, I love that music. I really do love that that music.
Big Fatty, you love all the good music.
Y'all, and then so I watched some of the sports ball on the Friday night, and y'all, I passed out. I don't know. Maybe it was a sugar coma, and Saturday, y'all got up and was piddling around the fat cave here. Y'all made me another pile of grits, y'all, and they were delicious. And y'all, I'm telling you, grits are just delicious. But y'all, you gotta just slather them. You just gotta slather them in real butter. Y'all, don't use that cheap shit. Slather them in real butter, and then lunchtime, met up with my brother and sister-in-law, and we went and had us a little lunch at a little place here called the Variety Store, y'all, they have that, you know, it's just a local business, everything's cooked fresh, nothing comes out of a box, and y'all, they had one of the special vegetables. I got the fried scrimps in honor of that Omar up there in the Chicago's, because you know he loves the fried scrimps, and so I had that for my lunch. And special vegetables they had that day was the fried okra. And y'all, you know, I love the fried okra, but y'all, this is the first time I have ever, and I'm wondering if that moose pea has ever had this. But y'all, with fried okra, you usually see, you know, they de-stem them, and then they cut them into small pieces, and you know, and then batter them up. Well, y'all, they de-stemmed it, but they left the whole piece of okra there, and then they battered it and cooked it all together. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. So if you're so inclined for some fried okra, you might want to try that sometime. But and then of course Saturday night, y'all, there was no stick it with a pole, cause you know, Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, y'all, he is he's been rounded up by some bears, and y'all, evidently he had more gentleman callers than Big Fatty. Yeah, well, okay, more than Big Fatty, and cause y'all, Big Fatty hadn't had a gentleman caller in a while, but anyway. I know what I did, y'all, before all that happened, y'all, after I had my lunch, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, I see y'all, there was not one, but two, I say, chew cans over there in the P.O. box. And the first one, I don't have any idea who it's from, y'all. It is postmarked Dakota Central, and it's addressed to Poodle Big. It's for me. It is. Okay. You want Squeaky Kitty to help you open? No, I want to do it myself. Okay. Here we go. All right.
Oh, it's just lovely. It's in a yellow envelope, and it says, sit. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a puppy dog and some cake. Oh, Squeaky Kitty doesn't like the puppy dog.
And look, and it's a puppy dog and cake. That's lovely. It says, sit, stay.
Big Fatty, I can read it.
It says,
sit, stay, be happy. It says, good birthday, person, good. Oh, I guess it's for the humans. Hot K Bacon, this is Poodle. This card is for all the poodles in the world. Ruff. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Oh, Piggy, come on, Squeaky Kitty, come over here.
We'll
look at the card.
Oh, okay, anyway. So they're over there looking at the card. And y'all, there was another card, and it's a green card. So y'all, maybe it's a Hootenanny card. And y'all, we're going to open it up. And y'all, it appears to be from the Rob. Well, I don't know if it's from the Robs or not. Oh, yeah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And it says, two rules. Y'all, first of all, it clearly this picture needs to go over to Spot and Big Fatty. Oh, what is that? Oh, y'all, that is a Brufkus buffet. And it says, y'all, first of all, it is someone in one of those wetsuits that, y'all, quite frankly, it looks like the, yo, y'all, it's just the black blob.
Big Fatty Vulgar.
It says, two rules on St. Patrick's Day. Number one, never drink on an empty stomach. And then you open it up and it says, number two,
Big Fatty, do you have to say number two?
Never fart in a wetsuit.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
And it says, BFO, happy St. Patty's Day, love the Robs.
Big Fatty, that's lovely, but it's vulgar also.
So the Robs, thank you so much. And it does look like Big Fatty has farted in his wetsuit.
Big Fatty, your wetsuit is anytime you wear a suit.
anyway, but then Saturday night, y'all. Y'all, by the way, the tuberculosis is really beginning to manifest itself, and it's found a home, I believe. But Saturday night, Granny came over, and we headed out to the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all, we had a couple of cocktails, and y'all, there was an old friend there that we hadn't seen in a while, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something though, y'all, lesbian rugby team evidently had a match, and y'all, the place was full of lesbian rugby players. And y'all, you couldn't hear. You couldn't hear yourself. There wasn't a whole lot of people in there. It wasn't jam-packed to anything, but y'all, it was me, 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 me. And it was just at that decibel. It was at that decibel where me, 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 Freddy, that sounds like Squeaky Kitty. That's exactly what it was like. It was like being at Dudley Do-Right's and every about 50 Squeaky Kitties in there. And y'all, it was horrible. It was just horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And But y'all, finally, some of them cleared out, but y'all, we had a nice time, and we left and went back to the car, and y'all, we were waiting in line to pay for the parking, and Granny said, ooh, and y'all, he had to rush over to the turtle to get, y'all, he had the explosive diarrhea again, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, he was mortified, simply mortified that, that I had announced that he had the explosive diarrhea last week's little show, but y'all, he had it again. So y'all, it's become a pattern. It's male ball pattern diarrhea. Be ready. And then Sunday, y'all, got up early and I went and I had me a little breakfast buffet, and y'all, I headed out to the Walmart. I had to get a couple of things that y'all, I needed soap, and I needed the dental floss, you know. I get the what's called the dento tape, because it's good and thick and it gets in there between the teefees and gets all the stuff out of there. And then went to the Sam's Club and I got a few things to make me some soup. And I got a big pot of soup on the stove right now that I'm gonna have for my supper. And y'all had to go by the Von's East. Didn't save a penny, because nothing I bought was on sale. And then I've been here in the Fat Cave, and y'all, it's been a little overcast this afternoon, just been raining. And you know, when it rains, there's only one thing to do. Yes, Big Freddy. Poodle, are you okay? It sounds like you got a little froggy. Big Freddy, I'll be just fine. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Now, the last time we were over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Mike Perry up there in the Squamish BC spotted Big Fatty dropping a new album, just like the rapper Big Dipper, Big Fatty. And y'all, then that Peter G, you know, that Peter G is always spotting Big Fatty, and he says Big Fatty's support garment just lost its support, and y'all. Honest to hydrogen, that is just absolutely horrifying, y'all. The moobs, and y'all, there seems to be some sort of testicular display also. Big Freddy, it's vulgar, and you're wearing knee pads also. And y'all, then a while back, that Bertha Burt spotted Big Fatty, it says Poodle says having nuts on snow ice cream is kind of good, even if there's too much fat. Big Fatty, the last thing I want to see in my ice cream is your head. Anyway, move forward and send your entries in. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber and that Adam Burns, y'all, that Adam Burns is mad as a snake at Spotting Crazy. Just mad as a snake. But you know, Spotting Crazy, when he gets the vulgar ones in, Spotting Crazy post them with some separation, because y'all, quite frankly, it makes people's hearts flutter. I mean, Big Fatty's heart fluttered when he saw those moobs over there. And Adam, anything you think about today? Oh, Big Fatty, you just Big Fatty, you fucked it up. You just, no, there's a big funny. You just fucked it up. You didn't do the introduction correctly at the very end there so that they could close out the new show, and you just fucked it up. So I just don't know. That you know, this is not going to be a good week if that's the way it's starting out on Monday. However, it is St. Patty's Day, and yesterday was the full moon, so perhaps we'll just let it slide this time, right? Okay, Squeaky Kitty agrees with me. We're just going to let it slide this time. But dude, starting tomorrow, it's got to be a lot better. Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.